Hello, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're going to have some light ship healing this evening where we're going to the light ship. You're going to be transported physically out of time, and we'll have the light beings work with you. So we'll just talk about that briefly here. If you're new to the show, this show is about bringing these divine energies here on this planet, and they're here to help us do healing work. So during this whole show, we do healing. And talk a little bit about the light ship. It comes here once every 2,000 years. The last time it was here was when Jesus walked the earth. And the same philosophy exists then as it does now, which is to be in your body 100% so you're going to be able to ascend. So the light ship is here for the ascension of the whole universe. But mainly that's kind of big words. It's mainly for us here because that's all that we can relate to. And we're going to be doing many healings tonight. We have a lot of listeners, so just kind of sit back and relax. There's nothing for you to do as far as healings, as far as wanting to have a healing. You want to request healing inside of your head. But basically, the light beings know what your problems are, and they'll do what they can to help you out. And the healings take place according to your genetic belief system. Okay? And that's why when Jesus said, your faith has healed you, he was actually talking about what does your genetic makeup of your physical body have to do with your condition now, and how much does that belief system get in the way of your healings. And then also he did many, many entity clearings on people. In our terminology here, it's like casting out demons or devils, and that's because entities back then, like they do now, kind of have run rampant on this planet here. And they come into your energy system, come into your body, and cause problems. So what we're going to do first of all is some entity clearing for everyone. Like I said, just showing up is all that you need to be here, is just listening. And the light beings will be working with you. Each one of you probably will have about three light beings working with you, which you may not be able to see, but you may feel their energy. So what we'll do first is, if you are new to the program, click on Creation Light Ship Healing, and then scroll down on your screen. Once you get into the first page there, and you're going to see a beautiful light being about an inch or so down on your scroll bar. We're going to activate this divine being right now. This is a picture of what someone has actually saw on the light ship on one of my four-hour sessions that I do once a month on Saturdays. The next session is on December 15th, and the cost for that is $60, and it starts 1 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. So if you're interested in having an experience that you're never going to forget, definitely do this because it will definitely help you through your ascension process to get you more into your body. These light beings do much just intensive work with us here, just many, many things. We go in many rooms on the light ship. We'll give you a little sampling of that this evening. And that will probably start somewhere around straight up on the hour. So if you're back east and it's getting to be a little bit late, I would say probably around 1 o'clock in the morning when we'll be going to the light ship here. So we're activating the energy right now in this light beam. Just kind of watch your monitor screen. And you're going to actually see light rays coming off of her forehead. They'll change colors a little bit. You're going to actually see her life force energy come right into this picture. A lot of people will actually see the picture floating on their monitor screen. You're going to see the intensity of her white light coming out of her eyes. And right now she's starting to smile as she activates on my monitor screen here. And this show is probably the only show that's being transmitted on this planet that has 100% light energy coming into this broadcast here. So you're all very blessed to be listening tonight and through all of our shows. We have over 150 archives. Every show has the same basic foundation to the structure of what the light beings are trying to tell you. This is actually creation energy that created you. And the whole thing is to be prepared, get into your body for ascension, and your spirit needs to be with you to do this process. So here we go. She's activated now. And if you wish to communicate with us, you can use the fast chat. So what we're going to first do is an entity clearing. This is very, very important. Remember, if you're not home, who is? And if you're full of entities, your spirit cannot come into your body fully because it's like a glass of water. And if it's filled up, then naturally you cannot come back into your body. So we have to release the entities out of you. And these entities, like in Jesus' time, these entities are here. They may have called them demons in or other things, but they're actually there to play their life through your physical body, unfortunately. And if they're coming more into your awakening consciousness, then you may start doing strange things. They may actually use your body like a marionette, and you're the puppet. So here we go. I'm going to release entities out of your waist. Energies on down. So from your waist down to the bottom of your feet, your toes. Work on the left leg first. And you may want to just put some attention there. You may feel your body changing. Entities attached to us through physical pain that we have. There we go. Looks pretty good to me. We're going to bring in more of your spirit energy. In the New Age movement, this would be called a soul retrieval. So we're going to bring back your spirit energy. I always use the word spirit because in the light ship, everything is spirit. The word soul, they kind of look at me like, what soul? Because they don't use the word soul up there. It's all spirit energy. It's all divine energy. So here we go. On the count of 10, as you re-enter your body, your spirit is in charge of doing this. And here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Coming in some more. And I have to command the energy to you to get into your body. This is why I do the countdown. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we'll go to your right leg now. Taking away entities out of your right leg. Remember, if you hurt yourself, if you have any pain, entities will attach to your leg because of that. They may not come into your awakening consciousness, but they will take away your life force energy from your spirit. And so your body can actually have a physical problem by not having life force energy there. So it's very important to do this release here. And this you can do yourself. You can ask your spirit. You're actually, instead of asking, you're commanding your spirit to release entities out of you. So here we go. This is the teachings of Jesus. This is what he was teaching people when he walked the earth 2,000 years ago. Here we go. Okay, and we're going to bring more of you back into your body with your spirit. Remember, your spirit is now going to be the instructor telling the other fragments of what left you. Remember, the light only works in the now, and everything's in the now. Anything that's not of the light is not in the now. Predictions, things outside of the now, things in the future, that's the dark side energy of mind and mind control. When you're in the now, there's no more mind control. Here we go, coming in. A very important statement. You should probably write that down. If you're not in the now, you're not in the light. Here we go. And unfortunately, the New Age teachings are about mind and about, everything about metaphysics is how your mind can control things. They're completely off base for the ascension process here. During the ascension process, there will be no more mind in existence. It'll just be love energy, heart energy, and it'll be in the moment of the divine. Here we go, coming into your body. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, here we go. We're going to go now from above your waist up to your shoulders, and we'll do your arms after this process here. So if you have anything wrong with you, maybe you have a stomach ache, maybe you've had surgery in the past, well, that can attract entities to you, especially if you go to the hospital. They're hanging out there like crazy. So, unfortunately, that's where you lose life force energy if you go to the hospital. Just to walk into a hospital, you can feel yourself kind of, your body doesn't really want to even go in there because of all the attached from entities. So here we go. Releasing energies out of you. I'm going to work on your lungs first of all here. Get rid of entities out of your lungs. If you have a cold in your, that you're dealing with, maybe the flu or something, they're probably attached to your lungs, your breathing. We're taking them away from you right now. Taking them out of your throat. Maybe you have a cough. Okay, there we go. And now we're going to bring more of your spirit back into your body. Here we go, counting down now. as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And your spirit must be healed before it comes into your body. Otherwise, it'll bring in this baggage, which you gave it, why it left. And you don't want to have that happen. You don't want to lose spiritual integrity from the divine. Now we're going to work on your shoulders. Your left arm right now. Here we go. Left arm. Release the energies out of your left arm. Now we'll do the right arm. There we go. Feels good to me. I see some people with wrist problems right now. There we go. Just kind of sit back and relax. There's nothing that you can actually do to make this healing work better for you, okay? The light beams and the light chip are doing this for you. And you just have to just show up. Just allow it to be. There we go. Bringing more of you into your body now. More of your spirit energy going into your arms. Your spirit's going to do this for you. It knows where it's not. So it'll fill up these gaps now. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Now we're going to work with your neck. We'll just do the neck before we do the head. You have a neck problem. Maybe you have a stiff neck, a star neck. Maybe you have a vertebrae out or something. Maybe a disc problem. Here we go. Taking away entities out of your neck. And these could have been there for a long time. Maybe you had maybe whiplash, 20 years ago in a car wreck. Although they can still hang in there, preventing you from healing. Once they come in, they normally don't want to leave because they found a home. And they live on your emotional energy. Here we go. Taking them out. A lot there. Boy, we got a lot of people with neck problems here. Okay. Here we're going to bring more of your spirit back. And your spirit only looks out of your eyes moment by moment by moment. And when there's trauma, it leaves you. That's why Jesus' teaching was you want to become like a young baby, in a sense, a young child being very innocent, without judgment. Any kind of judgment that you have, your spirit will not hang in there very long with you because it's not love energy. Here we go. Coming back into your neck now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You might want to move your neck a little bit, see how you feel. Now we're going to work with your head. So maybe you have a toothache, maybe your sinuses are kind of draining or something. This will attract entities too. So any kind of pain or anything that's not completely in wellness, if an entity resonates to that particular scenario that you're going through, it will be attracted to you and connect to you. Here we go, taking these away right now. Maybe you hit your head, by accident, maybe you slipped and fell. If you had a concussion, in the past, that will attract entities too. Like I said, a lot of times once they come in, they don't want to leave. And then you pick up their addiction. Here we go, coming back in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Wonderful. You should feel a big difference now. So what we're going to do next is a chakra opening and alignment. Light Ship will do this for you. And we're going to first go to your heart center. This is where your spirit resides. This needs to be done first in that area because it needs to connect with this energy. So here we go. Look at your heart chakras now. We're going to move it around a little bit for you. Get it positioned properly so all your invisible energetic bodies will receive a healing. And that actually goes back into you. I have a question here from Rick. It says, my friend has a bad neck problem. Can you help him? Well, if he tunes into the show, he can have some healing. Otherwise, I do private sessions with people. So that's kind of the answer to that one there. And then you probably want to have naturally an emotional healing because that is probably why you have the problem to begin with here. So, and if your friend Rick doesn't believe in what we're doing, then, you know, maybe you can sponsor him or something. I can work with him without him knowing about it, because the Spirit always says yes. Okay, heart center is wonderful. Going to your throat, perfect. Third eye, great. Going down to your power chakra. And this is all love energy working with you. Nothing is with the mind. And going down now, checking out power again. Good. Second chakra, first chakra. Wonderful. Okay, we're doing opening now for everyone. Just sit back and relax again. And if you're in a quiet location, we're going to open up your chakra so their body width so you can accept more healing. Here we go. Heart chakra. Use the word spin. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. Third eye. Spin, 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 open. Going down now below the heart. Power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, now we're going to do the connection where your body, which is your mental body, you may call it your awakening consciousness. This is going to move down to your heart center. So again, just think of an elevator, 10th floor being your forehead, where your thoughts are, so to speak, and the first floor is going to be your heart center where your spirit resides. And we're going to just count backwards from 10 to 1 and drop you right into your heart. Light beings are doing this for you. Once this channel is opened up, you can go there anytime you wish. It's already made for you. Remember, your mind, which normally is very powerful, does not necessarily want to surrender to the heart because this ego aspect of us doesn't want to really work with love energy. And so you have to keep training it and coaxing it down into the heart center. This is why we have so much problem here on the earth plane. Everybody wants to have control over somebody else. Control and domination, that's our problem here. So here we go. Moving down, 10th floor, which is your forehead, dropping your mind down, your awakening consciousness. 10, 9, into your heart. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And I'm told to go a little bit slower for people, so I will. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And again, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And a little more for some people. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, you should feel pretty good there in your heart center. I'll just put some music on just momentarily here so you can have this experience here for about a minute. This is where your spirit resides. Ask your question. This is the only place you're ever going to get spiritual guidance, is in your heart center. If you're in your head, you're talking to entities. Okay. Well, Sylvia, are you out there someplace?
I'm here.
Hey.
Hello and welcome, everyone. It's wonderful to be with you tonight. And, Ron, a few minutes ago you were talking about how spirit is in the now and in love energy and doesn't judge. And I thought it would be wonderful to do a special healing for people. You talked about the baby energy, and maybe we could actually bring in, have the light beings work with each person and bring them to that baby energy place when they were newborn and they were fully in their body and they were just in love energy.
Sure, why not? So, again, sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do. We're going to bring in the energy of you when you were first born without traumas. If you had a traumatic birth, you might go, oh, no, I don't want to experience that. But this will have no trauma energy. You're actually going to be able to feel yourself when you were fully in your body 100% in divine love energy. So I'm going to count to 10. The life being is going to be doing this for you. Nothing for you to do. You're just showing up. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There you are. You're now completely with your original baby energy, being in your body 100%, and you can feel your softness the way you used to feel. You can feel your intuition. Normally, you know, when you're in your body 100%, your intuition is just phenomenal. And you're actually seeing yourself in non-judgment. So, again, I'll just put on another little song here so you can just experience your own divinity of who you are. And, again, just relax and stay in your heart center. This is the only place your spirit resides, is inside of your heart. It never goes into your mind.
I guess this brings up the question of how do we go from that beautiful, loving innocence to a different state where we're judgmental and we have, you know, we're not in our bodies and all those kinds of problems that come along with that.
Well, basically, it's entities that are here on this planet, and also, which is now more than likely eliminated completely, is the off-planet mind control from the negative extraterrestrials that have been transmitting mind control here for tens and thousands of years to the people. The light ship finally is putting their foot down, and they stopped it. So if you're all listening, notice that the last probably week or so, you're going to find that your body's not being agitated, buzzing, feeling upset. All that, your body is actually pretty calm, and that's because the creation light ship, working with the ascension process, is now basically eliminating the Galactic Federation that was here causing these problems by not allowing them to be, stopped from coming in here. So the light is fighting the dark right now. I don't want to use that terminology too much, but this is what's actually happening. And the Galactic Federation, as we know it, is going to be no longer, I would say probably within 2 weeks here. And they managed to only save probably less than probably 0.4% out of probably about maybe about 35% of the Federation. So remember, these are beings that the Light Ship created, and these beings are there to supposed to help us out spiritually. And if you look through our history, they haven't done a very good job. They caused us to pray outside of ourselves to false gods, which are extraterrestrial beings. They have prevented us from going into our heart centers by certain religious teachings. And they've caused all this havoc on this earth plane. They brought in duality here. The earth was never created from the Light Ship to be in duality. It was strictly love and light. And so this is what's happening now. And they also took away all of the masters, saints, and angels that were here. So if anybody's channeling these beings, they're not channeling these divine beings any longer because they all came down from the Federation, and the divine beings now are on the Light Ship, and they're not going to be channeling through anyone on this planet because nobody can hold spiritual integrity. If you wish to connect to them yourself, if you have, maybe you've been, in a sense, worshiping maybe Jesus or connecting with these energies, those energies are no longer here, but you can connect to your heart center to connect to these beings. So I want to say it over again. They're no longer here in typical statues or pictures because of the energies that were brought here by the Galactic Federation because they were not in wholeness. So basically what you had was probably about 20% of the divine energy and 80% the extraterrestrial energy to connect and cord to you. In the disguise of having a complete light energy. So the Light Ship pulled these energies out of this planet Earth, and you can connect naturally through your heart center, but if someone tries to channel any of these beams, the channel will be pulled from you because the energy will not be pure. The light is regaining light territory, and the only way it can do that is to stay in complete 100% light energy. If it's 99.9%, it's not light, and that energy will no longer exist. And so these are a lot of words that I'm telling you. It might upset you somewhat, but remember, the Earth and yourself are going through this ascension phase. There's no homework for this here that we know about. There's no track record for it, but this is what the Light Ship is doing. It must regain 100% light energy. Because what happened before, the darkness crept in, and it tainted the light, and especially down here on this planet, you can see how rough it is here. People dying, et cetera, from wars, and there's many other things, genocide. I won't go on to that. That's more of the Earth-based scenario here, which I don't get into whatsoever. My mission is strictly from the Light Ship to provide healing for people. So basically what's happening is now is that these off-planet extraterrestrial beings, races, and there's thousands of them, that are connected to the Galactic Federation are now having the choice to come into the light 100%. And if they're not, these races will be exterminated because they are preventing the people on this planet and probably other planets from going through their ascension process through mind control in the mind matrix. So this is what I said. You should feel that your body is much more calmer now the last couple of weeks. It will be this way continuously. And you should also start to notice that your senses are being more attuned, more acute, because these energies are also that which were connected to you from cordings, from planets, etc., are being taken off of you. So what you're going to be put back into is the role of basically free choice, free will, which is what the light actually is. And that's in the now. Anything that's not in the now is not of the light. It's predictions. It's the people who go into the future to get readings. They're reading the dark side energy, and which is good. Nothing's wrong with a psychic reader or somebody who does remote viewing to look into the future, but they're looking into the mind matrix. They're not looking into the divine energy. The divine only works in the now. And there's no energy that is controlling you because you're always in the now. And the now is allows you to create from now to now to now. This is how it works, but you must go to your heart center. So basically, we're on a path now of probably maybe 2 to 3 weeks, and you should feel your life changing completely as these extraterrestrial beings that have kept us in bondage here for thousands and thousands of years are being eliminated. And you're going to start seeing more of the energy coming. Watch the clouds now. You're not going to see as many ship clouds up there. They're also working on that. But the main thing is the mind control. And so since we've been mind controlled for so long, how do you ever get a clear thought when you're controlled completely going into the mind matrix? So this is what they're working with right now. So back to you, Sylvia. I know I said quite a bit here, so I hope you all understand what I'm telling you, that the light ship is here now doing the ascension aspect. When it's going to happen with us here, I don't know, but this is the role that they're doing, and this is why they came, you know, here after 2,000 years, because they're bringing in 100% light energy to the planet. Like I said earlier, this is the only show on the airwaves, either on internet or elsewhere, that contains 100% light energy. You can feel it. Your body should be buzzing. And when you feel that divine love connection into your heart center, you go, my God, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. This will not be found in any church or churches in the past. If you notice, if you went to church, you never felt this energy before in your life. It's here now, and it's here to help you. So back to you, Sylvia.
I think one of the really wonderful things about the energy and the shift that's happening right now is in the last couple of weeks, a lot of people have mentioned, including some of our friends on the fast chat right now, that they're feeling these healing energies and the work of the light beings tremendously compared to how they were able to feel them in the past. So that's a wonderful thing, and also we hope that that continues to be the case more and more. So let's talk for a little bit about the Creation Lightship for anybody who's listening who may be new to the Lightship, about what it is and how it's different from other three-dimensional ET ships or UFOs and so forth.
Yeah, the Lightship created all the extraterrestrial races that are in the light, created by the light. There are other races that are in the darkness. And so the difference is that when you're created in the light, you have a spirit that comes into a life form, a spiritual blueprint from the light ship, and that gives the blueprint life. So for us, our spiritual blueprint is our body, and then from there we have a spirit inside of us, which is there to guide us and help us. The dark side does not have that. The dark side still creates beings, maybe like us, but they don't have a spirit residing with them, and they do not obey spiritual law. And so the light has to continuously work in the now to figure out what's happening, because, like I said, you know, just like what we have on this planet here, we have people doing strategies with things, and they figure things out in the future. The light doesn't do that. It's strictly in the moment. And so the light ship is multidimensional, creation energy itself. There's rooms on the light ship where you can actually visit and see different creations of different planets, different life forms. There is a healing team that I'm associated with. I am a light being doctor that came down here. My role in this lifetime is to help people for the ascension process. My role when Jesus walked the earth, I was in his body thousands of times doing tens and thousands of healings. I was the interface between Jesus and the light ship, bringing people up to the light ship for healing. That was my role back then. So this time we decided to kind of switch roles here. So I came down in place of Jesus because he figured that his plans here would not work going into Christian churches or even going anywhere. Saying, hey, I'm Jesus of Nazareth. I'm here to do maybe healings or even to talk about why are you praying to false gods? Why don't you go inside of yourself? Well, he would not be very popular. And so that's the reason why he has chosen not to come. So I came in his place. All light beings can go into any other light being body. He's with me all the time on these shows. Whenever I talk, when I go to conferences, he's with me, along with many, many other light beings. So we decided this time to approach humanity with healing, figuring that healing would be the key thing for people to have done. Naturally, when you have a healing, you feel better. You're going to tell your friends, and the light ship came here to, in a sense, activate me, because I kind of gave up on humanity throughout my life after seeing the way conditions are here. And we started our mission in 2005 of February. The light ship said that I would be here doing these healings for about 2 years. And then from there, they didn't say what I'd be doing, but they figured 2 years would be enough time to reach the whole planet for healing, where I could work with millions of people at one time, which is what they're capable of doing, but they have to show up. And they figured that during this process, you know, after about 3 or 4 months, I'd be flooded with people going out to convention centers, maybe having a TV infomercial on all the different channels, being on the radio, et cetera. Well, that just didn't happen. And so, unfortunately, this is the way it is here. The dark side ruled this planet, and, you know, it's just the way it is. So this is how the interface is supposed to be in this lifetime, for everyone on this planet to have the experience of having healings. People, that should have woken people up, but a lot of them don't understand it. So it's very unfortunate. The energy of the light ship is not 3D. It has nothing to do with UFOs. Even though some of the words that we use are kind of synchronistic and kind of go along with the 3D terminology of ships, etc. Because the light ship is a ship that when you go on it, it is physical. They have a defense fleet that's highly activated right now fighting the darkness. And these beautiful ships are just wonderful. So this is not 3D. You know, like I tell people, they go, well, what about first contact? I go, well, what does that mean to you, you know? The light ship is already here for first contact. That's the initial first contact. And then people say, well, what about our UFO brothers? Well, a lot of those now are being annihilated because they don't hold light frequency. They kept you here in bondage. And so the ones that have held light, that are 100% in their body holding light, will join the light ship forces here and go out and battle this darkness energy. After they get rid of the Galactic Federation, whatever is left will be in the light. And I would guess the way it's going, I first thought it would be about 2%. The way it's going now, probably about 1%. And at that point, they're going to start to take on, which is what they're doing now, these soulless beings that also have UFOs, etc. They have high technology, too, so they can mimic the light 99.9%. This is most of the New Age healers that you talk about or see. They're running the wrong energies. They're using mind energy, which is brought to us by these darkness beings. And unfortunately, that's just the way Earth is here. You have a free choice. But people ask me all the time, they go, Ron, how do I know if this practitioner is good? How do I know if I need to buy this special crystal wrapped in copper? How do I know if I need to buy a little Star of David for around my neck? Or I see people, when I go to different expos, there's always probably about a half a dozen booths at least selling pyramids that people can put on their heads. They look very beautiful. I've seen hundreds of these things. Or you put them into your room. You know, how do you know what you're buying? Where's that energy connected to? You know, it's going to be working with some kind of mind energy, because naturally that's the way they work. So I always tell people, the way you find out if this is in truth or not for you is to always go inside to your spirit and your heart center and ask. Don't let your ego get involved first, because your ego will want to buy it because it looks pretty. That could attach you to the dark side. And believe me, not everybody is going to be found at this ascension time, because they've already made agreements with the dark side by connecting to certain practitioners who are dark, and these energies now are being connected to some dark side universe, and they'll steal your soul. This is very, very common. So I don't want to scare anybody, but if you have done that in the past, hopefully you can be retrieved. But if not, the light ship will eventually find you at some point in time. May not be this 2,000-year cycle, might be the next one. And so it's hard to say, but we'll see how far they go with this process. So the main thing is that the light ship is not 3D, it's not UFO technology. It far surpasses that. It's 100% in the light, and it only works in the now. Like I say, anything that's not in the now is not of the light, and you're caught in the mind matrix of thought, and the thought is basically the opposite of light energy. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, can we talk a little bit about the universal shift that's starting now and what the process is for people who are interested in the ascension?
The main thing is you have to clear away your densities in your body. Remember, you're walking judgment factory from your ancestors. Whatever they believe is passed on to you, and you have to get that out of your body so your spirit can retain 100% spirit energy inside of your body, so your body can become, instead of a physical body from the earth with a spirit in it, it can become a light body incorporating your spirit in all of your cells. So this is what has to be done. You must release this energy out of you. And this has been going on continuously for all these times of ascension. Your spirit knows how to do this work. Like I said, once the universal shift happens, that the ascension, there's no more mind energy. So whatever you have learned or spent money on for other practitioners, et cetera, going to certain maybe trips across the world to sacred spaces, these energies will not work for you because there will be no more mind in existence. There's no such thing as a mind of God that people talk about, or divine right timing. That's all matrix energy. So like I said on other shows, you can just see how you're being controlled by your natal chart. That's how the planets are controlling you against your free will on your birth. And just get any newspaper on and check out your horoscope. And it's interesting, the word horror, just put a couple extra letters in there, and or get out a dictionary. If you want to find a true meaning of a word, get out a dictionary, look about maybe 5 to 10 words above that word you're looking up, and go about the same behind the word after it, and you will get a much more rounded view of what that word really means. Well, when you go further on the word horror, it is the word horror. You know, it's very upsetting to see that, but that's what the word means. So what they're saying is that you're being scared, you know, traumatized. You know, just think of what horror means to you. It's not a very good word to use, and they happen to put the word into horoscope. So you're being spied upon, looked at, you know. That's mind control again. So, you know, the word itself, you know, definition is very obvious. It's like a no-brainer. And so this is how you're being controlled by these off-planet Galactic Federation beings and also the beings from the dark side. And I don't really look at them. They're both bad if they're causing you to have interference and against anything, you know, against your free will of choice. Doesn't matter who they are, it's not right. And the light ship now is taking care of this here. The difference between what I'm telling you and what other channelers are telling you, I know there's people channeling all different types of extraterrestrial beings and they think they're in the light. Well, that could be true. But what I do here works. It meets the pavement and it's working. And what normally most of the channelers have is how wonderful you are, you know, what a nice day it is, and how they're working to help you. And after you read it, you go, yeah, but where's the end result here? Just a bunch of words, and they're actually empty promises. And the dark side loves that because when these channelers come out with something that's going to happen here on this planet that may help your life, you get really excited. And the dark side loves to work on your emotional energy. And then maybe they tell you it's going to happen in a week or two, and you're all excited. You read the emails every day, maybe once a week or whatever, as this channeler comes out with this wonderful information. Then that time comes, nothing happened. And they say, well, there's always some kind of excuse why the Federation could not come and help you. And then at that point you get upset because, gee, you know, they failed me. And you find out that you've really been duped by reading this stuff. Well, these dark beings love that energy from you. They tap your energy system. Remember, once you get connected, you're connected both ways. It's a two-way street. Once you plug into something, cord something, which is what you're really doing psychically, then it's a two-way street. They're sucking your energy out of you, and they're also allowing you to take their energy. So that's the trap. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, so what advice do you have for people who want to prepare themselves to be able to resonate with these new energies and to, you know, be able to actually turn their bodies into the spiritual light bodies and be able to take them with them to a new dimension.
Okay. The nice thing would be if somebody out there was listening who knew somebody who had lots of money who could put me out on the media where I could do these healings, and it would be all free to you. But unfortunately, I'm like yourself. I have to live. You know, I have to pay for this program, et cetera, and I have a lot of expenses for doing this work, so I have to charge money for it from the light shift. So this is just the way it is. And after all, Jesus had, you know, a person with him who collected gold, you know, from other people. So it's the same process. When you're in the physical realm here, you know, nothing is free to anybody. But if you know somebody who would like to sponsor me on all these things, boy, have them give me a call. I'd love to do free healings for you know, multitudes of people. So other than that, so the most thing that you can do for yourself, the best thing is to get my emotional healing. It takes away all the densities, all the traumas out of your physical body, takes the traumas out of your spirit, and takes the traumas out of your emotional body that's causing you to have problems, and they'll eventually manifest into an illness. And that allows you to be in the moment. It takes about 1 hour to do, and the cost is only $5 for each year of your life. It's very, very reasonable, and even if you're over 60, I don't charge for those years. So I've worked with people from 93 and down so far, so I have to do a lot more work when you're older. But basically, this is how it works. And once you're free of these traumas, you live in the now because your whole past is released from you. You can still see the events that you went through in your lifetime. But the main thing is that there's no more trauma. So if you had, you know, some type of child abuse issues, maybe you had bad divorces, maybe you had car wrecks, anything like this that's stored on your body will eventually get you. And could cause you physical harm because you're going to be recycling these energies. History always repeats itself. And this is all emotional history of traumas, and you want to get them out of you so you can have more of your spirit with you. And it's the only way you're going to have your spirit become more in your body because you have to release these densities. Your spirit cannot and will not come into your physical body when the energy is not of love. And so what's not of love? Judgment. What's judgment? It's emotions. And so this is the most important clearing that it can do for anyone on this planet is the emotional clearing. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, would you like to do a sampling of the emotional clearing for people now so they can feel a little bit of that?
Sure. And like I said, all these healings are instantaneous. And when I do the samples, they're probably about 80% complete. When I do you in person, if you choose to do that, then we go over the years many, many times. So here we go. We're going to go from this moment. I'll do this day for you. If you had a bad hair day, it'll be released from you. So this is today. So 6th chakra cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Now we're going to go from right now back one full year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And again, one more year. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared. First cleared, rough year for some people. Do it again here. Here we go. Boy, a lot of rough energy here. I can feel it in some people. A lot of heartache. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared again. I almost want to cry. This is really dense energy. Boy. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared, same year again. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Okay. One more year going back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And another year back. 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. Well, I'm going to do a feeling body. It's a little different than the emotional body. A lot of people live more in their feelings than they do in the emotions. But the emotions have to be cleared first. So here we go. Same process. We'll do today's feeling body. So 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, one full year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Next year back, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared, and one more year. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Okay, there we go. So you should feel your body changing energies now. Look upon something that happened to you that caused you maybe anger, fear, guilt. You know how the emotions are. Anything there, pain. Maybe you're afraid to do something. Maybe you got traumatized. Just look at that situation now and go back. We'll just say 4 years to current. And you're going to notice that this energy is released from you. And you can be able to look at the situation, and it's not going to trouble or bother you now. It's an instantaneous healing, but like I said, it's only about 80% completed. So you should be able to look at a situation and go, wow, that happened to me. You know, I don't harbor this anger or hatred or feeling of self-pity or anything like that. It's released from you. The light ship will never take away your experience, but they will take away the trauma that's preventing your spirit from being inside of your body. This is what this is all about. This is the same process that Jesus did 2,000 years ago. I helped him do these healings also from the light ship. Maybe a different type of healing as far as the way it was produced and manufactured, we'll say. But in this lifetime, this is how we're doing it right now. And so this is the way it works. And, it's up to you to do these healings on yourself. You know, give me a call. You must regain spiritual integrity for the ascension. That's the main thing that I'm trying to get across to everybody. And it's the only way you're going to get it done so quickly. So that's it. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, along those lines of regaining a person's spiritual integrity and identity, the light ship talks a lot about that as far as when people go to the light ship. The light beings want them to really experience their own spirit connection there and really start to reconnect in their heart centers with their own divinity. And like you've said many times, the message of Jesus had to do with going within for one's own spiritual guidance and connecting to their own divinity and not going outside of themselves for their answers or praying to gods outside of themselves and so on. So before we go to the light ship, tonight can we talk a little bit about who we really are and our divine nature and how to connect with that?
Yeah, again, it's going to your heart center. The 12 source energies created you. You have a spark of that energy in you, of each one of these 12 source energies in your spirit. And this is what I say when you connect inside of your heart center. This is what you're connecting to, the divine. It never leaves you. So it's always with you. And so if you've been using, let's just say, Archangel Michael for maybe the last 30 years or Jesus for healing, calling upon him, now you must connect to your heart center because the energies are not going to be external to you. So you have to go to your heart center to connect. And then you're going to find those energies in your heart center. And this is the whole process, is that your spirit is divine, it's eternal. And we're talking about, ascension with your body. This is what I'm here to help people with, is to get your body to do the ascension. Your spirit's going to leave anyway, just like it does normally, and it'll go off and find another body after the universal shift. But like I say, how much do you love your body? You know, I draw this home on every one of my shows, and it's... at times, I think I'm talking to deaf ears sometimes because people just are not connecting with me enough to have these healings done. And man, look at yourself in a mirror. Look at the eyes looking at you. Your eyes are your spirit. And your body, would love to ascend. It's been stuck in this I don't know, I guess you'd call it hellhole. I don't want to use that terminology, but this prison planet for a long, long, long time. Tens and thousands of years. And you finally have the chance to graduate. This is what Jesus was teaching when he was here 2,000 years ago, man. So wake up. That's all I can tell you. Wake up. The mind control is much less now. And do the work for the ascension. It'll be fantastic. This is what Jesus did. I'm going to bring in the energy of Jesus' ascension energy from the light ship. Remember, none of these energies that you are getting are Galactic Federation energies. The energies are too not pure enough. They allowed the energy to be tainted here, unfortunately. And if you notice, the healings now are probably a little stronger than what they were before because the Galactic Federation is going to be eliminated. If they don't hold light frequency 100%, the light ship is going to take the beings just like us. Remember, these are extraterrestrial beings. You know, they walk and probably eat just like we do. They're much more conscious than we are because they have a higher advanced, you know, cultures and technologies. But they have to be in the light, too, and they've been using their technologies to prevent us from having our own thoughts here. And if that's the case, they're no longer in existence. They'll be wiped out completely because the light ship can do that because they hold the spiritual blueprint of the bodies. And then the spirit will be cleansed, and it will move on over again, just like your choice is. And so what's being eliminated are the physical bodies of these life forms, because they're using mind energy, much like the teachings now of the New Age philosophy of mind. Unfortunately, we got off on the wrong foot here. The darkness came in and started talking about mind, using your thoughts to control your reality. Why don't you just say use your heart to control your reality? This is the teachings of Jesus. This is the whole process of why he came here. And so basically what we're going to bring now is the ascension energy of Jesus. Sit back and relax, and here it comes. So, and I'll just use the word stronger again. And what I tell people is, some people go, I don't really believe what you're saying. Well, connect to your heart center. Your spirit will never lie to you. You go to a practitioner, you find something that you want to buy, connect to your spirit first, say, is this good for me or not? And this is true of this shelf, you know. This is why I drop everybody down into their mind into their heart, so you can get that connection. I don't know of any other shelf that's doing this. Or I haven't heard of any other practitioner doing this process either. And I don't even know if they could even do it. But aside from that, I'm giving you all that I can possibly do to help everyone who's listening here to connect to their own divinity. And, you know, always go to your heart first. So here we go. This is the energy that the light ship transmitted to Jesus for his ascension. And I'll count to 10 as it comes in. And I have to count to 10 to command the energy. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, man, this feels great. So we'll put a little song on here just for a minute or two, then we're going to be going to the light ship. So I want you just to kind of feel this divine energy that Jesus had for his ascension. Thank you. we'll start to go to the light ship here. So I'll describe that to you if you're brand new on this program here. You're going to be taken up out of time. You're still going to be, you know, sitting in your chair or laying on your bed, wherever you are right now. But you're going to feel maybe a slight change in frequencies as you're on the light ship. You're there physically. Remember your vibration. And you're being turned off and on and off and on and off and on. And so when you're turned off here, you're naturally up on the light ship. So right now they're placing this beautiful white light tunnel around you. You might even feel the energy changing around your body. And the light beings are going to help you and direct you up to the light ship. So we're ready to go up. If you have any animals or pets you'd like to bring up, think of them now in your consciousness. I cannot bring people unless you're on this show listening live. So this will not work on the archives. And that's just the way it is here. So here we go. Connecting to everyone right now listening. And we're going up to the light ship, and you're there. And they're doing a body scan on us. Our animals and pets are now leaving us, going through their own special healing process on board another light ship that works with animals and pets. We're having the body scan now. Now we're going into the next room, which is the orientation room, and you're free choice to select your different doctor teams. There's over 200 races of light beings on the light ship, and they will take on a lot of the physical characteristics of what we know here on this planet as far as the way things look. So there's dolphins and whales, there's crystals, there's tuning forks that move around by consciousness of light beings working with you. Just many, many things. So here we go. We're going into the first room and request your healing. And the healing is going to work according to your belief, in a sense, according to your faith. And what is your faith? That's your genetic programming from your ancestors. And so if that's cleared away from you, you're going to have a 100% healing. The light ship cannot come down here on this planet to do this work. And so what happens is the emotions that you're storing, the emotional body, actually wraps around you. And if you haven't worked with these energies to get rid of them, your actual 100% healing on the light ship can be taken away from you, or you may not get a complete healing. And that's why the healings do not work, because you're not in your body enough, number one, and number two, of the emotional traumas that you've dealt with. Remember, they caused your illness, so it's very hard to get it taken away instantly. But the light ship, you are healed, because they put into you your original incarnation energy from the light ship. You're there with your 100% spirit energy, you and your twin flame. So here we go. First room we're going into is a room where they're going to be working with, looks like lower back energies, maybe pelvis area. So I'm seeing that here. I'm seeing some women being worked with who possibly have some type of maybe, I'll just use the word, even males, STD infections. I see that happening now, so they're working with your reproductive organs. I'm also seeing them work with our joints in our body. So they'll start with probably our hip joints first and work with those. And then they'll work down our legs. You may feel tingles. The tingles or warmth in your body is an indication that something is happening to you. And like I said, you don't have to have a belief now whether this is going to work or not for you. You're already on the light shift. They'll do what they can do to help you. We're going into another room. This room is where the dolphins are. It's a large swimming pool. So this is a lot of people's favorites. They love to have the dolphins come to them. And I'll bring in the dolphin energy down here, too. So we're in this beautiful swimming pool full of liquid light energy water. And the dolphins now are coming to you. And if you wish to put your hand out in front of you, maybe about a foot away, and move it up and down, back and forth, you're going to actually feel the skin of the dolphin. It's just very, very precious. And you can feel the frequencies. You can feel the texture of the skin. And you're in this room right now with the dolphins swimming. And they're doing healing work on you. And there's three of them. So I'll just put some music on here. You can have this wonderful experience with the dolphin energy. And it's just nice to feel them. So I'll be back in about a minute here. And again, request from your heart your healings. The light only works in the now, and they won't do anything unless you request for healing, because you're always perfect. Everything in the now is 100% light energy, and it's perfect. And if you want to change your perfection to something else, you have to request it. Another location. We're going to go to a room where they're going to help us to release different types of pains in our body. This is a pain release room. So again, request inside of your head if you have any pain in your body. And you may actually feel your body moving spontaneously sometimes too. They're also working on looks like ligaments, torn ligaments maybe in knees and ankles right now. So request your healing. They're working inside of your mouth, working with head injuries, etc. So just request your healing, and it's up to you to do this requesting so you can have a healing done. You're also talking to them on a light ship also. Is where they're working with our lungs and our heart. They're going to do a adjustment to our back now and our rib cage, so you might actually feel energies move in your body. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take your heart energy, your heart itself, your physical heart, and it's going to be repositioned in your body. Light beings are doing this here for you, and they're moving your lungs around a little bit and adjusting your internal organs, mainly your liver, kidneys, and stomach, so that you can have better breathing right now. And it'll take stress off of your heart. You'll actually be able to feel that here. Some people actually feel their internal organs move slightly, and all of a sudden they feel much better. They're also doing a rib cage adjustment to you right now. Remember, all these healings are between you and the light being. I'm just here telling you what I'm seeing that's happening up on the light ship as I bilocate instantly. And this is being done right now for you. And I see them also working on some pinched nerves in some people. So again, they request your healing. They're working with bladder energy right now. Maybe some people have a bladder infection, maybe kidney stones or something. They're working with that. I see them working on our back muscles, so you may feel more relaxed here in a little bit here. Normally, it takes about a half a minute to actually feel the energies. If you're actually a seer, you're going to notice that what I'm telling you has already happened. You're going to be seeing it before I even say what I'm saying out of my mouth here. So I'm actually about 3 seconds behind what's happening. And right now they're working with their eyes. They're putting some special eye drops in us. Remember, these are divine beings from the creation light shift. There's only one creation light shift in existence. And it's not 3D, it's not 3D like we have here with UFOs. This is creation energy itself that created the whole universe. Okay, they're working now. I see them working on muscles on our forearms, going down, working with our elbows and our wrists and our fingers and our feet. We have our hands in some special solution, and also our feet to help eliminate arthritis. So, again, if you have any concerns, request healing. And they're working again. They're working somehow on our tailbone. So, again, just request healing some more. And we'll put on another song here just for a little bit, and you can just sample your body. You might want to stand up, maybe bend over and twist or something, and just see how you feel. Beautiful crystal geode. It's amethyst, and you're levitating in there, and the crystals now are going to do healing work with you. So kind of enjoy that, and we'll go into the final room of the night here in a few minutes here. This is the room where you were created. And we had a question on the fast chat about Akashic records here. And, yeah, the dark side does have Akashic records, but the true records are all in the light shift. This is where creation occurs, and they have everything that's ever been created throughout the universe is on the light shift. So we're going into this special room right now. This room is where you were created. And as you walk into this room, you're going to notice that across the wall, on the far wall is your spirit in its full vibrant energy, pure light energy. I'm going to count to 10 as it walks into you. This is what I call love comes walking in. And it's just very, very beautiful. You should feel the energy come into your body down here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just enjoy yourself, being with yourself now. This is your own divinity with you, and it only connects to your heart center. You must be in your heart to feel your divine spirit from the light ship. one other room. We'll go into the room where Jesus was created. This is the spirit of Jesus. We know him here as Jesus of Nazareth. And we're going into this room right now. And I'll count to 10 as you connect with this energy here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There you go. So have this really blessed experience right now. And stay in your heart center. Now it's going to be kind of late for the people back east. So I appreciate you hanging in there. So we're going to be coming back. We're going into the orientation room where we're thanking the different doctor teams for working with us this evening. And we're having our animals and pets come to us now. And we're going into the transporter room where they're putting around us this special cocoon of energy to come down here with. It's beautiful white light. And we're coming back down right now, and now we're here. So for me, this is pretty quick and fast. I do this all the time. I'm used to going up and down. For you, you might feel a little in bliss here. I would like to thank the people that sent me donations in the mail to keep this radio program on. So, boy, thank you so much. You're helping yourself out and many of the other people who are listening, because I need your support to stay on the air here. So. Blessings to all of you, and I do one-hour conference calls for only $20, Mondays and Fridays, and Wednesdays I have a special session for an hour and a half approximately, and we do water charging. We do 7 gallons of water every Wednesday, so for $60 you have a whole month full of divine drinking water, and that will also help you to go through the ascension process. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. And if you want to connect with me, the information is on, just scroll down a little ways here, you can find it. If you want to get on our email list, go to the very bottom, and you have to enter your email so that you get a confirmation. Then you click on it, and then it's confirmed, so you won't be spammed, and we'll be able to send you information about our special 4-hour ascension healings that we do once a month. The next one is coming up on, like we said, December 15th, so... Back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, thank you, everyone, for being with us tonight. And thank you, Ron, and the light beings for the wonderful healings. I guess we will see you Monday. We're on Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific, and also Wednesday at 7, and Friday and Saturday at 9 p.m. Pacific. So we look forward to being with you next week. Until then, stay heart-centered, and much love to all of you, and many blessings, and good night.
And blessings to all of you, too. Good night.